A city glows at night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Wilde!
A title appears, Disney Starstruck. Lights twinkle across skyscrapers. An airborne view shows traffic streaming along freeways through a city. A huge billboard displays Wild World Tour. Inside a massive arena, a blonde performer, Christopher Wilde, plays his guitar in front of a packed audience. The musician wears a red and black motorcycle jacket and boots on stage. Crouches down near his fans. From home, a teen girl watches the performance on TV.
I just love Christopher Wilde.
A younger brunette blocks her view.
Jessica!
Jessica turns around.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sarah. Am I blocking your view of what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Move it or lose it, sister.
Sarah, Jessica's suitcases.
Come, pick out your clothes and get packed. We're leaving for the airport right after school tomorrow.
Sarah picks through clothes.
In less than 24 hours, I'll be in Los Angeles where Christopher lives. What if he picks me up at the airport?
Why would he do that?
I'm an original member of his fan club. I follow his minute-by-minute blog posts, and I text him every day. Trust me, he wants to meet me.
Is it too late for me to be an only child?
Yes.
Then can I please stay home?
No.
Why not?
Because your grandmother hasn't seen you in 2 years.
Plus, you're a minor, and it's illegal.
Everybody, shh! You should by Christopher.
The fabulous Christopher Wilde picked up 6 Music Association Awards last night, just in time for his new CD, Real Wild, to drop, wow, double platinum.
I caught up with our favorite pop star on the red carpet.
Well, first I'd love to say thank you so much for buying the records and coming to my concerts. You're the reason I love what I do. You guys are the best fans in the world. Thank you.
Sarah shakes her head.
He is such an amazing person.
He's definitely not amazing.
He is amazing. And if you knew him like I know him, you wouldn't say that.
Hello. We live in Michigan. You don't know him.
But I do. I know everything about him. I know where he works.
He records in a studio.
Eats.
A time lapse shows a fast food joint.
Shops.
A sign reads Rodeo Drive.
Surfs.
A sign displays Malibu.
And parties.
Outside a club, Christopher sits in a vintage convertible.
You ready to party?
Absolutely.
Well, let's do it.
You know, out of all of your cars, Angelina's my favorite.
Angelina?
Yeah, I mean, look at her. Hey, does that new valet look a little shifty to you?
No, not really.
Looks a little shifty to me.
Come on, Stubby. Let's find you a real girl.
It is a real girl. Oh, wow. Look who it is. Christopher Wilde's girlfriend. The fantabulous, fabulous Alexis Bender.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Stubby?
Yeah.
You look beautiful tonight.
I know.
Wait until you see what I'm wearing tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow? My birthday?
He gapes.
Baby, you promised you were gonna sing.
Right. Hey, I'll be there. Absolutely.
Okay.
Wait.
Alexis stops and turns.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, you're here. What? It's guys' night out.
We're in the paparazzi.
Oh, you did not vlog again, did you?
2 windowless vans drive up to the curb. Paparazzi jump out with cameras.
There he is. Let's look.
So weird.
Alexis promptly poses as Christopher and Stubby politely face the cameras.
Back up.
Christopher holds his palm up. At McKinley High School, Jessica stands by Sarah at a registration desk.
You're not invited.
Everybody's invited, Sarah. It's an all-school dance.
The operative word being dance. Embarrassing.
Don't worry. just going there to cover it for the school paper.
Oh, are you bringing your camera with you to California?
AJ.
Of course I am.
Because we still need pics of Christopher Wilde.
Talking, walking, singing, dancing, moving, breathing. Why are you both so hung up on this guy?
This guy?
Mm-hmm. Now you see what I live with?
Poor you.
Little sister, when we go to California, you can play shuffleboard with Grandma. But I'm going to meet Christopher Wilde.
And just how are you planning to do that? Well, we've mapped out his every move for the past 18 months.
Mm-hmm. I know when and where he's likely to be every second of every day. About the time we leave for Los Angeles, he'll be having his daily meeting with his managers.
In L.A., palm trees grow around a modernist home. Inside, a woman approaches a man.
He's late.
Oh, he'll be here.
You need to manage him better.
Hello. We both manage him.
He needs to know opportunities like this don't come every day.
He knows. He's not a kid.
Yo, what's up?
Christopher smiles.
You're late.
Sorry, Mom.
Mwah.
How you doing, son?
Great. Great. Excited?
Oh, honey, you could have cleaned up a little bit.
What? I'm totally clean.
He looks like a street kid, not a movie star.
He looks fine. Just be yourself, Christopher.
He's here.
Father and son touch fists.
This is it, bud. Your chance at what we've always wanted.
Adjusting his tie, his dad follows his son, revealing a cutout of Christopher.
Alan, please come in.
Daniel, great place you got here.
Actually, it's Christopher's. We just kind of work here.
All right, Christopher Wilde.
Mr. Smith.
My daughters are big fans of
yours. Oh, great.
Aww.
Wow.
This is great. I love this.
He views images of Christopher.
Rock and roll. Hello, Cleveland.
Awesome. Oh, got this album at the house. Girls love this. Aww. Something Wild. All right, you know, let's get right to the point. Let's get right to it. I've been watching you, and I like what I see. You are a talented, talented kid. He's a talented kid. You sing, you dance. I hope you can act.
Yeah.
Because I like you for this movie.
Thank you, sir. I mean, coming from you, this would be such an honor to work with someone like...
But my people don't necessarily agree with me. See, all they see is a spoiled punk who likes to tangle with the paparazzi.
Alan, you know how the tabloids are. They manipulate those photos to...
Daniel, I get it. I get it. Look, all I'm saying, kid, is a chance like this comes along once in a lifetime, and I want to give you a shot, but you have to prove that you're a serious and committed actor.
How do I do that?
On Monday, I'm going to meet with my people, try and sell them on you. In the meantime, you keep your face out of the tabloids. No press, good or bad, okay?
I can do that.
In fact, stay home.
Christopher shakes Alan's hand.
All right.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
At the Los Angeles airport, Jessica reads while sitting on luggage in a parking lot. Sarah paces in front of her.
You're such a dork. You brought homework?
No. It's called reading. You should try it sometime.
What? I read.
Jessica holds up Wild Week magazine.
This? It's all pictures.
Don't touch that.
Gladly.
What's taking them so long? Just get me a car ready so I can go meet Christopher Wilde.
Sarah, you can't drive.
Yes, I can. License?
No, you can't. Sign?
A car rental sign hangs.
You must be at least 25 years old to drive or rent a car from Los Angeles Car Rental? What?
Their parents come over.
How am I supposed to do what I want to do?
And what would that be?
Take Jessica sightseeing?
Oh, I think your grandma's got a car you can borrow.
At grandma's, she stands on a ladder.
See what I mean? Mom, be careful.
Oh, here comes the cavalry.
Mm. You could fall and break a hip.
Oh, now, Barbara, calm down. Howard had my back. Hi.
We take care of each other.
Oh. Okay, then.
Jessica runs onto the lawn.
Grandma! Oh, Jessica! Oh, I'm so happy to see you.
I missed you so much.
Oh, ditto. Oh, Sarah, you can take her for a spin if you want to.
Just gave her a tune-up. She runs like a top.
Yeah, a super ugly top you'd never want to be seen in.
Does that mean you'll be joining us for shuffleboard?
Oh.
Sarah glares from behind a shiny purple car. Nighttime.
Sarah out.
Flipping her phone shut, she paces.
Grandma says stop pacing. You're creating a draft.
I just got a call from AJ. She just had a chat about a text quoting a blog about Christopher Wilde. He's singing tonight at Alexis Bender's birthday party. I have to go.
Good luck convincing Mom and Dad of that.
Go with me.
No.
Aha! They'll let me go if you go too.
How many times do I have to say this? I'm not interested in meeting a stupid celebrity. I mean, I am sick and tired of Christopher Wilde. He's all you talk about.
Oh, shut up!
What?
If you go with me and I meet Christopher Wilde, I'll stop talking about him. For the rest of the trip.
How about the rest of your life?
Please?
Now, cars zoom along a road, leaving a trail of lights. Dozens of teens stand outside the under 21 nightclub. With Jessica seated shotgun, Sarah parks her grandma's car.
What are you doing? This is a no parking zone.
When that person stays in the car, it's not parking, it's waiting.
We'll get a ticket.
Sarah climbs into the back seat.
Just get behind the wheel. Do it.
Okay.
Jessica scoots over.
Every boy, every girl, they got your posters on the wall, yeah.
Sarah puts on a sequin top as Jessica grips the wheel. Meanwhile, Stubby and Christopher sit in a convertible.
I don't know about this, man.
Nah, it'll be fine.
We shouldn't even be here. I mean, we should be at home, chilling. That party your parents are throwing.
Since when do you want to party with my parents?
Are you kidding? The caterer's from Argentina. There's gonna be steak for dessert.
Tempting, but I promised Alexis I'd sing her birthday. I'm not gonna let her down.
Oh, you and your stupid friendship rules.
Yeah, they work for you, don't they? Stay at my house for free, eat my food, drive my car.
Okay, okay. And in return, you get to hang out with myself, Albert J. Stubbins, best friend since fourth grade.
Yeah, it works for me too, Stubbins.
They dap each other up.
Ooh, let's do this.
They pull up outside the club.
He's here.
Wide-eyed, Sarah turns toward the club, then clambers out of the two-door hatchback.
Just stay here.
She excitedly smooths her clothes and hair, clutching a gold LeMay handbag. Stubby gets out of the driver's seat of Christopher's sleek red sports car and puts on a big, showy grin.
Alexis, baby, happy birthday.
She stands with rigid arms as Stubby hugs her.
Where's Christopher?
Oh, he couldn't make it. He's at home, eating steak. Come on, stop and punch.
Racing over, Sarah kisses Stubby's cheek, then pulls him toward the entrance.
Know her?
Not yet.
Jessica watches.
Great. I'm going to be here forever.
In a dark alley behind the club, Christopher walks with a hood up. He approaches a stage door and knocks. Stubby quickly moves to open the back door.
Thanks.
Inside, Christopher sheds the dingy hoodie.
Looks like we pulled it off.
What would you do without me?
Our birthday girl in the VIP section, Alexis Bender, has a special guest tonight. Christopher Wilde!
Christopher appears on stage in sunglasses and a blazer. Alexis beams. He blows air kisses. Sarah moves through the crowd toward the stage.
Excuse me!
No, you can save me. No, you can beat me. You don't know my game. That's when I'm in my sets. See the cameras flashing. In the party and it's time for action. You're the main attraction. Hey!
He tosses his shades to a fan. He smoothly struts as he sings into a mic. Alexis and Stubby dance along.
You don't know my game. That's when I'm in my shades. See the cameras flashing. In the party and it's time for action. You're the main attraction. Hey.
Stubby leaps onto the stage with a mic.
You wanna watch me watch this. And when you watch TV, watch Chris. Like they had a whole place jumping. Cameras flashing, you know the bass bumping. shades on like a rock star, and I'm busting out the best moves so far. Feel the air from the speakers, so, so fresh from my head to my sneakers. Turn the beat up on the radio, I'ma keep the frames on till I'm ready. Go, go, go and go on our ears. You ain't never ever heard a song like this. If you ain't know, better get some ideas. Baby, you should holler at your boy right here. And if the girl wanna get crazy, you can find me in my shades.
No, you can't save me. No, you can't beat me. You don't know my game. That's when I'm in my shades.
Teen girls reach out for Christopher, who sweeps his hand across theirs. The performance plays on screens outside the club.
In my shades.
Christopher points to Alexis, who blows him a kiss. In the car, Jessica sits clutching her phone.
And as we're rolling up on the midnight hour, get ready for 55 minutes of your favorite music. And for those of you that haven't won anything from us recently, stay tuned. We got tickets to give away, we got t-shirts, we got concerts. Up next, some of your favorite music.
She yanks the keys out of the ignition and gets out.
Happy birthday, Alexis. Good night, everybody.
Excuse me. Please.
Sarah continues trying to rush forward through the tightly packed crowd as Christopher leaves the stage. She rolls her eyes with an annoyed expression. Outside, Jessica crosses the street toward the club's entrance. She approaches the crowd of people waiting on the sidewalk. A guy bumps past her. Jessica stares at the swarm of mostly teens, then walks around to the back of the club. Christopher runs to the back door as she approaches. He opens the door, knocking her down.
Oh.
Ow.
Did I just hit you?
No, the door hit me by itself.
Oh, this is not good.
For you or for me? Because right now it feels a lot worse for me.
This is really not good.
Wait. You're Chris...
But yeah. I will give you furlough tickets to my next concert if you don't scream my name.
I don't want to see your stupid concert. Ow.
Okay, I need to get you to a doctor. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. No, get this in, this in. There we go.
He sees his car.
What about Sarah?
Who's Sarah?
My sister. She's up in the club.
Whoa, what happened? Look, help now, questions later.
Okay, just get her in the car.
Stubby guides Jessica to the front passenger seat. Christopher sits beside her.
Who is this?
Seatbelt. What is your name?
Jessica.
Oh. Well, it's nice to meet you, Jessica.
Oh, I can think of nicer ways.
Christopher smiles. Jessica furrows her brow and holds her stomach.
Oh, I'm not feeling too hot.
Hey, do not hurl in Brittany, okay? I just got a detail.
Okay.
She throws up outside.
Oh, my favorite shoes.
I'll buy you a new one. Door. Keys. Just make sure her sister Sarah gets home, okay? Just don't tell anyone about this.
Oh, I gotta get some new shoes.
A bright light flashes. In the ER, a doctor examines Jessica.
Follow the light with your eyes. Well, done a thorough exam, and the CT scan was normal. Everything looks good.
So she's okay?
Out. There's no sign of head trauma, and I'm absolutely certain you don't have a concussion.
How come I threw up?
Maybe it was something you ate, or maybe it was a reaction to meeting that doofus.
It's a curtain, Sanjay. I can hear you.
No, you can't.
You two know each other?
It's my sister's husband.
So I can go now?
Yes, but I want you to put an ice pack on that bump until you get home. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Christopher gazes around. Jessica stares at him.
You gonna answer that?
Oh, right.
He motions 1 second to her, then closes the hospital curtain.
Hello, Mom? What? Who? Where? Now?
Yes, right now. We thought he wasn't coming, but he just showed up with your two biggest fans. Look, you promised him you were going to stay home this weekend. It's up to you to fix this, Christopher.
Okay, just stall them. I will be right there.
Sherry!
Alan!
Where is he?
That might be a problem.
Why?
My waiting room is filled with big guys with big cameras.
The paparazzi found me? Okay, Sanjay, what kind of car are you driving?
Nothing you'd be interested in. I'm still paying off 6 years of medical school.
Perfect. How about a trade?
No.
Only happens once.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, Christopher drives a boxy sedan out the hospital parking zone with Jessica sitting shotgun. Sparks fly as the car's muffler drags. Jessica holds an ice pack to her head.
Are you sure this is safe?
Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Just calm down, okay?
I don't want to calm down. I want to go home, okay?
Ow! What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? Nothing, nothing. I'm looking forward to being grounded until I'm 30.
Oh, is that why you're so crabby?
I'm not crabby.
Oh, not crabby. Defensive.
I am not defensive.
See? You disagree with everything I say.
Do not.
Do too.
Just take me home.
I will. First, we need to make one teeny tiny little step.
Christopher's home glows in the Hollywood Hills.
You've got to be kidding. You live here?
Yeah, why?
He pulls up her hood.
What are you doing? Gotta go upstairs, gotta go.
Stop pulling me.
Sorry, I just...
Wait, where are we going? Christopher!
I'm sorry, I just don't...
Don't know where to hide me?
No, I'm not hiding you. I just don't want these particular people to see you right now.
And because I'm not a movie star.
No, hey, because yeah, I don't want anyone asking questions, and neither do you. Who is she? Where'd you meet? Are you two dating?
Dating?
Yeah, they make stuff up. Yeah, come on.
He flings his hands up, then pulls her into a room.
The guest room. Be my guest.
Do I have a choice?
Not really. I'll be right back. Just stay.
Woof.
In the backyard, Christopher greets his many guests.
Good to see you.
Servers carry trays around the catered event. Christopher shakes hands with people mingling around a pool.
Hey, son.
Hey.
Hey, mom.
How you doing?
Oh, good to see you.
My daughters.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
Oh, I think they wanted to ask you something.
Yeah.
Can you sing us a song?
Of course, absolutely. I got something new I'm working on. Can you grab me some more?
Sure, Chris.
You know where your guitar is?
Yeah, of course.
You're gonna love this.
Christopher's mom, Sherry, stands with Alan and his two daughters. Christopher brings a guitar and Daniel grabs him a stool.
Hey, everybody. This is a little something I'm working on for my next album. I hope you like it.
His parents beam as they stand watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm no Superman. I can take your hand and fly you anywhere you wanna go. Yeah, I can read your mind like a billboard sign and tell you everything you wanna hear.
Jessica looks down from a balcony.
I could be everything you need. If you're the one for me, like gravity, I'll be unstoppable. I believe in destiny. Maybe an ordinary guy without his soul. But if you're the one for me, then I'll be a hero.
Smiles politely. He shakes Alan's hand.
Great.
the girls? Am I the greatest dad in the world, or what?
Christopher gazes up and sees the balcony door open. His smile quickly fades. Inside, Jessica walks downstairs. She avoids people gathered below and steps into an adjacent garage full of slick, shiny sports cars.
Hey, where are you going?
Anywhere but here.
What did I do now?
You said you'd take me home. When?
Just pick a car. I'll take you home.
No.
Fine, we'll walk. Where's Grandma live again?
Hollywood.
Oh, that's great. We'll get there. On Tuesday.
She scowls.
Okay.
Okay.
But here are the rules. You drive me straight there, drop me off, and then you come back to your fabulous life.
He throws his hands up and shakes his head, then opens a car door. Jessica gets inside a different car.
What's the purpose of that? I don't get it. Why does she do this?
Christopher snatches keys hanging on the wall. Now the car's headlights glow as the garage door opens. He pulls the vintage electric blue racing car out of its spot. Later, they drive through the lush neighborhood. A parked van's headlights turn on as they pass. The vehicle follows Christopher and Jessica. Christopher shakes his head as Jessica gazes out the passenger window.
Something about the sunshine, baby. I'm seeing you in a whole new light.
Really?
What? I thought you'd like it.
Let me guess. You thought I'd be dying to ride in a car with Christopher Wilde as he sings to one of his big hits. A fan's dream come true. There's just one problem.
You know, which is?
I'm not your fan.
His grin fades.
You don't like my music?
No, I like your music. I'm just not crazy about you.
But you don't even know me.
Precisely.
Yeah, I think if you did know me, you'd really like me.
Oh, turn here.
The van trails them on a busy two-lane road. As they turn, the traffic light turns red, forcing the van to brake. The van idles with its left turn signal blinking. Later, driving through Jessica's grandma's neighborhood, Christopher turns into the driveway. He parks and turns off the car. Jessica unlatches her seatbelt.
Thanks for the ride.
Hey, look, Jessica. Look, I just want to say I'm sorry.
Noted. Are we done now?
Yeah, I guess we're done.
Good.
Bye.
Christopher waves, but Jessica simply walks away. On the street, the van drives slowly, shining a bright light through the neighborhood.
Oh, great.
Still in his car, Christopher slumps in his seat as the van passes. He grimaces with his hand over his face. Inside, Jessica gets a drink from the fridge. She takes a sip as she walks. She stops at the sound. Setting her glass down, she opens a door to find Christopher standing outside.
Go away.
Look, I'll give you $5,000 if you do me this favor.
It's not a favor if you pay for it.
So is that a yes?
He stares with earnest, wide eyes. Now they push Christopher's car into the garage.
You know, you can help a little.
Oh, this car wouldn't be moving if I wasn't pushing it. You'll be out of here before morning, right?
Yes, hopefully. No one will ever know I was here.
I'll know.
No, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
She tosses a blanket on his head.
Hey, is there anything up there that I can wear so when I do leave, the paparazzi won't recognize me?
You can look in those.
He opens a box.
So is all this really necessary?
Yes, clearly you don't understand. They're everywhere.
Paranoid.
You know, just forget it.
Love to.
Well?
He finds and puts on a bucket hat.
That was my grandpa's hat. He used to wear it when he took me fishing.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry. Here.
No, you keep it. It looks kind of good on you.
Thanks.
Anything else?
No, I'm cool.
Yeah, so cool you're sleeping in your car.
Jessica.
He softly grabs her arm.
Stop doing that.
What am I doing?
Oh, you know exactly what you're doing. In fact, I bet you do it all the time. You give girls that
that look and expect them to fall for you? Well, it's not working with me, so get over it.
Jessica heels around and marches away. He watches her with a growing smile on his face. Morning time, Jessica's dad carries a plate of pancakes.
Eat up. We're helping Grandma with some yard work today.
Mmm. Morning, sunshine.
Hey.
Jessica sits next to Sarah.
Syrup, please.
I didn't see any. Mom, got any more syrup?
Oh, sure. On the shelf in the garage.
I'll get it.
Jessica's eyes suddenly widen.
No, I'll get it.
Jessica runs after her sister.
How was your little cab ride?
What cab ride?
Ugh, I am this close to meeting Christopher Wilde, and I have to leave because Stubby tells me that you decided to take a cab home.
Oh, that cab.
Where did you go? Wait, don't tell me. I don't want to be that bored.
I'll make it up to you. I'll help you find him.
How are you going to do that?
They snatch the garage door opener back and forth.
Let's go inside and research. Mom and Dad don't even need to know.
Mom and Dad don't need to know what?
Nothing.
Their dad takes the remote and the door lifts. He ducks inside. Christopher is already gone.
I don't understand you girls.
He exits the garage with the syrup. They walk back to the house.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Inside, Grandma sits with Barbara.
Oh, Sarah, they're doing a story on television about that boy you like so much. Come here.
Oh, hey!
The girls fight for the remote.
No!
What is with you?
I don't...
Alexis Bender arrived at her birthday party last night without her leading man. Although no one saw him arrive at the fabulous Club Under 21, witnesses confirmed that Christopher Wilde did indeed make a secret appearance to sing for the packed house of well-wishers. Partygoers say the pop star left the club immediately following his performance, only to magically reappear at his Beverly Hills mansion several hours later with a different girl. My sources tell me this mystery girl might be stealing the heart of our favorite pop star.
Stop! I want to see that!
Why? It's all lies. Technically slander.
Why do you care? You don't even like him.
I care about the truth, and I'm pretty sure that's not it.
Girls, knock it off.
I know what. It's a beautiful day. Here. Take the keys to my car and go to the beach.
Really? Thanks, Grandma.
Grandma tosses Sarah the keys.
Take Jessica with you.
Go.
Jessica stares at her mom with parted lips. On a seaside road, the teens drive next to the water. Palm trees grow along the sandy beach. The hazy sun shines brightly in the blue sky. Sarah pulls into a parking space overlooking the beach. Sarah steps out of the driver's seat in a multicolored floppy sun hat and plaid sundress.
I thought we were going to Venice. Why are we in Malibu?
Because Christopher Wilde surfs in Malibu.
Jessica rolls her eyes. Sarah grabs a beach chair.
Today's the day. I can feel it. He's here somewhere.
I doubt that.
I just hope he's not with Alexis Bender, who, IMHO, is totally not cute enough for him.
I wonder what his eyes look like up close.
Blue. Really blue.
Sarah giddily trots across the sand. Jessica stands alone on the beach and looks around. She smiles.
Excuse me. Is this seat taken?
She sits next to a guy.
No? Oh, okay.
He wears a bucket hat.
What a beautiful day. Isn't it a beautiful day?
Sporting sunglasses, the person squirms.
Oh, I'm sorry, you were sleeping. Did I wake you? No? Oh, then you're awake. Good.
She pulls out a bottle.
Would you put some sunscreen on my back?
Christopher lowers his shades and grins at her. She shakes the sunblock.
How'd you know it was me?
The hat? It
does kind of smell like fish.
No, I'm pretty sure that's you.
And what are you doing here?
What are you doing here? Go home.
I tried.
And?
No, you wouldn't understand.
So you think you're so special that a nobody like me couldn't possibly understand how hard it is to be you.
Okay. There are about 10 paparazzi parked outside my house with their cameras.
Oh. Yeah, that is tough. Not.
So you don't understand. I just need to get home in a car the paparazzi won't recognize.
In her chair, Jessica closes her eyes and inhales. He looks at her.
So what are you driving?
Oh, you'd love it. It's a classic. Really vintage.
Perfect. I could pay you. I know.
Stop that.
Oh, stop. Stop what?
Throwing your money around. I mean, you still owe me $5,000 for staying at Garage de la Grandma.
He smiles and shrugs. She smiles back.
Just give me your keys.
Why?
Well, if you're taking our car, you can't leave us here without one. Keys.
She holds out her open palm.
Come on.
He fishes out his keys.
Hey, look, she's a 335 horsepower, first generation, 69 two-door with original paint. Look, I love Cher, okay?
Cher, you name your cars.
Jessica snatches the keys. Meanwhile, Sarah lounges on her chair with earbuds in her ears. Creeping up behind her sunbathing sister, Jessica drops Christopher's keys in her bag and picks up the keys for the hatchback. Now, wearing his shades and hat, Christopher walks with Sarah to the parking lot.
Christopher? Meet Petunia.
She points to her grandma's compact two-door car.
You've got to be kidding me.
She runs like a top. Have her back here in an hour.
She hands off the keys. Two black vans suddenly drive into the lot.
Get up, get up. I can't believe, how do they know where to find me?
My sister knows where to find you, and she's from Kalamazoo.
Paparazzi hop out with cameras.
All right, here, put these on.
He gives her the sunglasses.
Val!
Okay.
All right, get in the car.
Crouching around to the driver's side, he climbs inside. He opens the passenger door, which hits Jessica, sending her falling backward.
Okay, you really need to stop hitting me.
I'm sorry. Just get in.
A man snaps a photo of them together.
Quick, buckle up. Put your head down.
It's down.
He frantically searches through the glove box.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for something. Here, put this on.
Why?
Do it now. Come on.
Wearing the shades, she wraps a flowery scarf around her hair. Christopher slowly reverses as he keeps his shoulders lifted. More paparazzi stand and watch them. With his collar turned up, he shifts gears, then works the steering wheel. The paparazzi gaze around with confused expressions. The bold-colored hatchback putters out of the lot, its square turn signal blinking.
You know, you drive like my grandpa.
You look like my grandma.
She removes the scarf.
Okay.
Oh, I need my sunglasses back.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of like them.
I'll give them to you later.
For reals? Because my friends just won't believe that I, Jessica Olsen, have an actual pair of Christopher Wilde sunglasses worn by Christopher Wilde himself. Will you autograph them for me?
Ha ha, very funny.
What? No, but seriously, I really want these glasses.
Uh-huh, give them. Come on.
She hands them over.
So, how long do I have to drive around with you this time?
Only until the paparazzi leave the beach. Hey, let's go do something.
Like what?
Anything. What have you seen since you've been here?
Nothing. I've been too busy following you around.
Really?
With my sister? She idolizes you. I mean, I, on the other hand, couldn't care less about you or your city.
Well, I know you don't like me, but don't take it out in Los Angeles. This is one of the greatest cities in the world.
Really?
In fact, I'll be your tour guide.
I thought you needed to get home.
Nah, take the long way.
Still in his hat, he puts on his shades and turns on the radio. He grins and shrugs coyly.
Welcome to the blue sky. Grab your shades and let's go for a ride. Breakfast by the ocean. We'll do lunch at Sunset and Vine.
On Venice Beach, Jessica checks out sunglasses from a vendor. Christopher snaps a photo of her.
California, every night the stars come out to play. Wish that I could always feel this way.
He pays for her shades. She grabs a map of L.A.
Something about the sunshine, baby. I'm seeing you in a whole new light.
Stroll along the boardwalk. Photos capture the sights. Jessica visits the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
We're rockin' in Malibu, we hang out and chill.
It's all about the shopping from Melrose to Beverly Hills.
Everywhere's a scene and now we're in it. I don't wanna paint this town alone.
Christopher shows Jessica around various spots. A vendor sells Hollywood hats and memorabilia. Jessica holds a novelty film slate board. Christopher beams and snaps another photo. He points to a billboard featuring himself. She takes a photo of him with the sign in the background. Visit the Griffith Observatory high over the city. Later, Christopher takes a photo of Jessica with the Hollywood sign in the background. She grabs the camera and takes a selfie with him.
There's something about the sunshine, baby. I'm seeing you in a whole new light. Out of this world for the first time, baby.
In the car, Jessica sings along with him.
Something about the sunshine, baby. Seeing you in a whole new light. Out of this world for the first time, baby. Oh, it's alright.
Something about
the sunshine, baby. Seeing you in a whole new light. And there's a breeze with the palm trees.
What a perfect day.
Christopher sees the vans in the rearview mirror.
Not anymore.
We need to lose these vans.
Jessica unfolds her paper map.
Okay, take your next left.
Sure?
Yes.
He turns sharply at a curve and drives them down a dirt road. The vans miss his turn and continue forward. A hubcap tumbles off the old hatchback as they roll down the unpaved path.
Okay, take your next left. The road loops back to the highway. Or maybe not.
This isn't even a road anymore. This is a fire break. It has to be.
Just keep driving.
That last sign said deer crossing. There are no deer.
You know, you complain more than my sister.
Are we on the right road or not?
Not?
Wait, show it to me.
No, keep your eyes on the road. I'm the navigator.
Oh, is that what you call it?
What's that supposed to mean?
It means you're such a know-it-all.
A what?
A know-it-all. We're the queen of snap judgments.
Turn here. This is the right road. I'm sure of it. I was sure of it.
You're sure. You're so sure of things you couldn't possibly be sure about.
I am not.
And you're defensive.
Move the car. We're not moving.
He presses his foot down on the gas pedal. A tire spins in wet mud and begins to sink. He looks out his window and toward the back. The front of the car also begins to sink.
Great.
The back fully drops into slushy water.
Let's get out and push. Just wait. Look, I'll help you.
Don't touch me.
No, why are you so mad?
Oh, I don't know. This?
Turning onto this road was not my idea.
You're blaming me?
Yeah, you're a terrible navigator.
You're a terrible driver.
Hey, I'm a great driver.
Right.
Jess, we're going to have to jump.
I'm not jumping.
Well, you got a better idea?
Use the branch as a bridge.
It does not look stable.
It looks fine.
All right, here.
Getting down from the roof, Christopher moves across the hood to get closer to a fallen tree.
Here goes. All right.
He reaches his leg out toward the thick branch.
It's sinking and making noises. Go faster. This is my grandma's car.
I understand that. Just give me your hand.
She grabs his hand, then finally steps off the car's window. He slips, and they both splash into the mire.
Grab the branch.
He climbs onto the fallen tree, then helps her up as the car sinks into the sludge. They stand drenched, watching the car slowly submerge as its insides start to flood. The purple roof disappears into the muddy water, causing bubbles to erupt on the surface.
Excuse you.
You killed Petunia! My backpack! Don't just stand there, help me!
Here, give me a hand,
I'm dead, I'm gonna die, that's what's gonna happen, because my parents are gonna kill me! Why'd I have to get in that stupid car with you? Answer your phone!
Okay. Sorry.
Dad.
Yeah, son, can you hear me?
Good.
We are a little worried over here, and can you hear me?
Dad, there's no signal. Can you hear me?
Christopher, come home, honey, okay? Or call us. Hello?
Jessica pulls her backpack out of the slushy water. She holds the saturated bag.
Look at this! When we get out of here, you're paying for a new one.
I'm paying for it right now.
She marches off.
Jess!
What?
Where are you going?
To the beach where my sister is probably freaking out right now.
Jess?
What?
Beach is that way.
He points down the hill in the opposite direction, flashing a toothy grin. Pressing her lips together, she angrily plods in the direction pointed out.
Please.
Later, she stomps across the arid landscape, swinging her arm. Christopher follows, several steps behind. He runs to catch up to her. In Malibu, Sarah returns to the parking lot and clicks on the key fob several times. She gazes at Christopher's sleek sports car and slowly approaches with a bewildered look. Opening the driver's side door, she pulls out a document from under the visor, then stares at Christopher's photo and info on the registration card.
Christopher John Wilde? Come on. Am I being punked?
Christopher and Jessica walk, covered in mud.
Hey, how you doing? You okay?
Now you're concerned?
You know, I've always been concerned.
Maybe you should stop.
And why are you so grumpy?
I'm not grumpy or cranky or crabby. I just want to get home to my family, explain why I disappeared, and suffer the consequences.
You want to know what I want? I want to have fun. Okay, for the first time in years, there's no reporters, there's no interviews, there's no crowds. I'm having a great time. I want you to stop complaining so I can enjoy it.
Wow, so that's what it's like with you. You don't get what you want, so you throw a big old tantrum and walk away? You know, I'll bet your friends chase after you when you do that. Oh, Christopher, I'm so sorry I hurt your delicate little feelings. Christopher, forgive me for not treating you like the big, enormous star you think you are. What a brat.
I'm a brat? What about you, huh?
Me?
Yeah. Over the last 2 days, I've done nothing but think about you.
Really? So when you hit me with a door twice, hid me in your house, wrecked my grandma's car, and dropped me in mud, you were just being thoughtful? Oh, I pity your friends.
You wish you were one.
I'd rather go down with Petunia.
Jessica scowls and bumps past him.
You know, I'm confused about something.
What?
Okay, when we were on our little photography tour, I thought you liked me.
You thought wrong.
But everyone likes me. Why is it that you don't like me?
Maybe because you think everybody likes you.
It's because I'm likable.
No, because you're a star.
What does that mean?
You don't even see it, do you? Your life isn't real. You park in no parking zones. You never have to wait in line. You buy anything you want anytime. Your house is like a hotel. You have so many people working for you. And I'll bet you don't even know their names.
I do too.
Name one.
Bob.
You just made that up.
Well, okay, Stubby knows everybody. That's his job.
See, that's not normal. Okay, your best friend is your driver. Your parents are on your payroll and your girlfriend. I mean, real people date someone because they want to be with them. Why are you with Alexis?
He parts his lips as if to speak.
That's all I'm saying.
She continues walking.
Wait, hold on, stop. What? Are you saying I'm not a real person? Because I am.
Oh, I stand corrected.
Well, all right, well, what if I told you something about me that no one else knew?
You collect your toenails in a peanut butter jar?
No, what? No.
Then what?
From the first day I met you, I just...
Oh! Christopher!
He pretends to fall, then grabs her, pulling her into a pond.
I can't swim.
No.
He swims to her. She dunks him underwater.
What? Oh, you're evil. You're so evil.
They splash water at each other.
You're gonna get it.
Oh, you can try.
Screw you over here. No. Ah, come on.
Got you.
I'm gonna get you.
Leafy plants surround the pond with lush mountains rising in the distance. Later, they relax together by the calm water.
This is nice, isn't it?
Oh, man. I wish I could just stay here where no one could find me.
Why?
Because they all want something from me. A performance or an interview or a photograph.
Even your parents?
That's complicated. Well, sometimes I feel like they only care about the business of Christopher Wilde.
I'm sure that's not true.
I don't know. I feel like all we talk about right now is this movie deal. They think it's my next big career move, so.
Well, what do you think?
I think if I get the offer, I have to take it.
What about your tour?
What about it?
Well, 30 countries, 12 weeks, 1 million screaming fans. I mean, I'm not an expert or anything, but it seems like a lot. The tour and the movie at the same time.
I don't have a choice.
Everyone has a choice. What do you want to do?
Well, I know what I don't want to do. Don't want to disappoint anybody, especially my fans. I wouldn't be where I am without them, so I just never say no. To anything.
He gazes at the pond.
Maybe I don't understand.
What?
Your life. I mean, it's so different from mine. Everything you do and say is so big and public.
Not everything. Right now, here with you, I feel like I can just be myself. Not Christopher Wilde, not famous, just me.
How do you like it?
I like it a lot.
He smiles. She glances down, then at him.
Me too.
So tell me something about you.
What do you want to know?
Everything.
That could take a while. I live a very exciting life.
He regards Jessica with his piercing blue eyes.
You're doing it again.
Doing what?
That thing with your eyes.
Oh, you mean this?
He goofily crosses his eyes.
Okay, so comedy, not your next big career move.
What? No, I'm funny.
Funny looking.
You like me.
You wish.
Jessica playfully pushes his shoulder. He looks sideways at her with a small raised brow. She smiles shyly.
We should go.
He tenses his brow, then moves his eyes back to her. He hesitates, then nods.
Yeah. Come on.
He lifts her bag, letting her shoulder it. At Christopher's house, Stubby sets down a plate with two massive sandwiches. As he prepares to dig in, Sarah walks in behind him and gapes at the interiors.
Stubby?
Oh, whoa. Sarah? What are you doing here?
She holds up the car keys.
Oh, that's not good.
Now, waves lap at a beach.
We made it.
Yeah?
Jessica and Christopher walk.
Look, I had a really great time today.
Me too.
You were so different from any other girl I've ever known.
Different, weird, different, annoying.
Different, surprising.
He holds her hand.
In the best way. I mean, you say things to me everyone else is afraid to say, and you make me see things about myself that I can't see.
You're pretty surprising, too.
Really? How?
Well, for one thing, you're a terrible driver.
Oh.
Which is strange for a guy with 6 cars.
I'm wounded.
Do you, really think I'm bossy?
No. I think you're amazing.
I think you're amazing, too.
As the golden sun shines on them, he inches his lips toward Jessica's. She closes her eyes. Two surfers hurry past.
Yeah, right.
He puts on the bucket hat.
What are you doing?
Woo, that was close.
Okay, back to the real world.
You know what happens next, right?
No.
This ends here.
What does?
This, us. You can't tell anybody about what happened today, not even your parents.
Why? They're not gonna go post it on their blog or anything.
Look. If we go down there, if we get photographed together, it'll get crazy. And I won't get this movie deal.
Why does it have to get crazy?
Because I'm Christopher Wilde. You're just an ordinary girl.
Her eyes dart around anxiously.
I have to go now.
Wait, Jess, wait. Hold on. What just happened?
You tell me. One second I'm amazing, and the next you're embarrassed to be seen with me?
Jess, I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, really? If I was Alexis Bender, you'd rush right down there and make sure somebody took our picture. But no, I'm just an ordinary girl.
That is not what I meant. Look, I meant you're normal, and I want you to stay that way.
Right. Just leave me alone.
Jess, stop, please.
What?
The pictures you took of us, I should probably keep them.
You want my camera?
Just in case. I wouldn't want the pictures to, you know, get out.
Fine, you want my pictures? Here. There's nothing I'd want to remember anyway.
Tossing a disposable camera at Christopher's feet, she strides off, then stops abruptly. As he dusts off the camera, she comes back with her hand held out.
I need Capfer to get home.
Avoiding eye contact, he reaches into his pocket and hands her a wad of neatly folded bills.
I'm going to Hollywood, not Hawaii.
Just keep it. I still owe you for my stay at Garage de la Grandma.
She turns to go.
Jess, wait. I don't want to say goodbye like this.
Okay, how about this? How about we both forget this whole day ever happened? You won't talk about me, and I promise I won't talk about you.
Go ahead and judge me, okay? But you don't know what it'll be like. The paparazzi never go away, and once they have you in their sights, they won't quit until they get what they want. And when they finally get it, they'll turn it into something ugly. They'll ruin everything.
They don't have to. You already did.
She turns and walks away from the star, who stands wearing her grandfather's fishing hat. He watches her march across the sand.
I'm no Superman. I can't take your hand and fly you anywhere you want to go.
Jessica walks into a nearby phone booth and begins to cry.
Like a billboard sign, and tell you everything you wanna hear. But
on the beach, a crowd of young people gathers around Christopher. They snap selfies with him. Jessica briefly watches them, then turns away. In the studio, Christopher records the track. Paparazzi snaps a photo of a tear-filled Jessica as she exits the phone booth. Meanwhile, Jessica picks at a plate of food without eating. She leaves the family dining table. Christopher plays guitar and belts into a microphone.
I could be everything you need. If you're the one for me, like gravity, I'll be unstoppable.
Jessica smiles at her grandma and Howard holding hands.
I believe in destiny. I may be an ordinary guy with a burning soul. But if you're the one.
Chris. Take five.
Thanks, guys. That was great. Let's take a break.
Right, man. Christopher unslings his electric guitar.
Good job, guys. Yeah.
Stubby ambles over to the singer, who faces a laptop on which photos of his day out with Jessica play.
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I just can't get her out of my mind.
Yeah, me neither. She cacked all over my shoes.
Maybe she's real, you know? She's annoyingly honest. She's smart, she's cool, she's funny, she's beautiful.
Hello, boys. Talking about me?
Alexis stands in the control room.
Dude.
She struts into the studio.
Look, Alexis, I can explain.
I don't want to know who she is. Is she an actress? Is she more famous than me?
No. No, she's not an actress. She's not famous at all.
Then I really don't understand why you would pick her.
I didn't pick her. It just kind of happened.
Silly. That kind of stuff only happens in the movies. This is the real world. Oh, I have a date with Zach. I have to go.
Whoa, are you breaking up with me?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Friends.
Sure.
She gives him an air kiss and departs, leaving Christopher wearing a baffled expression. Behind the control room's glass, Stubby displays a sign. Dude, you're free. A smile grows across Christopher's face. Now, Jessica's dad loads a suitcase into the family sedan's trunk.
Bye, Grandma. I love you.
Goodbye, Sarah. Love you more.
You sure you're gonna be okay, Mom?
Yes, Barbara. And you mustn't believe what you read about old folks. Howard and I are gonna be just fine.
I can see that. Love you.
Love you.
Jessica approaches her grandma.
And how about you, Jessie? You gonna be all right? Aw, sweetheart. I know it hurts right now. But things are not always what they seem in the moment. Given some time, life has a way of working itself out for the better.
Really, Grandma?
Yep. I mean, look at me. I've been trying to get rid of that ugly old car since your grandpa died.
Oh, honey.
Oh. I love you, Grandma.
I love you, sweetheart.
Jessica walks over and hugs Howard.
Bye, Howard.
Take care, sweetheart.
You too.
Howard and Jessica's grandma watch her get in the car.
Bye, everybody!
Someone snaps photos of Jessica. Later, Alan peruses one.
Jessica Olson. Such a nice name for a nice girl.
Where'd you get that?
Where do you think I got it, Christopher? Libby Lamb has had a whole fleet of photographers on you for the past 2 days.
I know, but I was so careful.
No, this is exactly the kind of thing I was afraid of with you, kid. I mean, you're obviously not serious about doing this movie. I don't know, maybe you're just too young.
No, sir. Look, I made a mistake.
Come on, Alan. Give us a chance to fix this.
Hey, yeah. All right. Make the story go away.
How do we do that?
You call Libby Lamb. You offer her an exclusive. You say you don't know this girl. You say she's just some fan who was following you around all day.
You want me to lie?
Christopher, this is the tabloid press, dude. This is not the Supreme Court. Say whatever you have to say, because I promise you, either this girl goes away or the movie does. Okay?
Christopher slowly nods at Alan, who's on video call.
Goodbye.
Now, Christopher faces Libby Lamb on her show.
So we're talking about this girl. Jessica Olson.
Yeah, she looks kind of familiar.
Come on, Christopher. We know you were at the beach with her.
Look, lots of fans come to Malibu to watch me surf, and I try to say hi to everybody that comes up to me, but...
Paparazzi throng Jessica's lawn.
Maybe I signed an autograph for her or something?
Excuse us. It's okay.
According to our sources, she came all the way from Kalamazoo, Michigan, just to see you.
Wow, really? I'm sorry I didn't get the chance to meet her.
Later at home, as Jessica sits on a couch, her parents come over.
You have to talk to us, Jess.
What happened out there in California?
Nothing bad, I promise. I can't talk about it, please. Please, just trust me.
Christopher Wilde is talking about you on Starstruck!
So you're saying that you don't know this girl?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what she's saying about me, but I don't know anybody named Jessica Olsen. Sorry, Libby, there's nothing more to tell.
Okay. You heard it here first. I'm Libby Lamb. This is Starstruck News.
With her family's eyes on her, Jessica gets up and leaves. Later, she gazes out at paparazzi occupying her front yard.
Okay, they need to go now.
I thought you liked being on TV.
Yeah, but I need to buy a dress for the dance and they're blocking my car.
Christopher said this would happen. He said it would get crazy. Celebrities might have to put up with this, but I don't.
Jessica opens the front door.
Jessica, tell us about your weekend with Christopher Wilde.
We only want the truth.
You don't want the truth. You want a story. You take a good, normal person and turn him into your own little reality show. You build him up into a big celebrity just so you can tear him down in public. Just so you can sell magazines and TV shows. That's really sick. And Christopher Wilde's just one example. He's talented and successful. He has all the stuff lots of kids dream of having. But thanks to you, he's had to give up some of the best things in life. Freedom, privacy, honesty. So congratulations, you've created a celebrity. But you have wrecked the human being inside. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Libby turns to her cameraman.
Did you get that?
Jessica.
Jessica, just one more question. In your opinion, who is Christopher Wilde, really?
Jessica gazes tearfully at Libby.
Who is he? I don't know. The Christopher Wilde you're all so obsessed with.
Her image appears on an episode of Starstruck.
I promise you, I never met him. And I wouldn't want to.
Stubby pauses the TV. Christopher looks away from the screen.
Didn't you say you liked her because she was so honest?
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations, Chris. You did it. You got it alive for you.
I didn't have a choice, okay?
Oh. All right.
Where are you going?
To find my best friend. Because he's not the guy sitting here now.
Dude, what are you talking about?
I didn't have a choice. And lately, that's been your answer to everything, man.
Christopher stares at his friend.
Really?
Yeah. Your life. Your choice, man. What do you want?
Stubby leaves him sitting alone outside next to his hot tub and pool. Now, a couple in 50s attire huddle romantically under an umbrella.
Cut!
The actors turn to the director, Alan.
Guys, you nailed it. Perfect, guys. That was the one. That was perfect. Let's go one more time.
Alan strolls past dozens of people on set.
Christopher! Buddy, great news. You're in. Rehearsals start on Monday.
Actually, I'm not available.
Not a problem. We'll change the date.
No, I came to say, you know, thanks for the offer, but if I have to lie to be in your little club, I think I'll pass.
Christopher politely nods, then walks away from the director.
Wow. Kid's got edge. Fire. I like that. And cue the rain!
Water pours down on the costumed actors. Christopher glances at the scene, then leaves with a slight grin. At his lavish home, he approaches his parents, who work on a laptop each, seated in lawn chairs.
Okay, he's got 2 weeks between Oslo and London. Can you make him available for the movie then?
That's tight. You know, he needs some downtime.
Okay. Ooh, all right. How about after Tokyo but before Melbourne? Huh?
What's going on?
Hi, honey.
Oh, hey. We're working the movie into your tour schedule.
Christopher closes their computers.
Oh.
He stands facing them.
I don't want to do the movie anymore.
Oh, sweetie, don't be silly. Of course you do.
We're about to make the deal, bud.
Well, it's too late. I've already passed.
Honey, that's not your decision.
Yes, it is. I'm 17 years old. I just want to have fun and make music.
Okay, okay, hey, no worries. No worries. We'll handle it.
No. No, it's time that I start managing my own life. So, you know what? You're fired. I'd really like for you to just be my parents from now on.
His mom goes slack-jawed as he walks away. Christopher steps back into his house filled with his own memorabilia. At Jessica's, she appears before Sarah and her blonde friend in a shiny, ruffled mini dress.
Oh, okay, come here. Turn. It's just not girly enough.
But imagine it on me. Girlier, right?
Maybe. Why don't you just try it on yourself?
Stop whining. Here, we have 3 hours before the dance. Go change.
Sarah tosses her a pink taffeta gown.
Kids. So what was it like to have reporters on your lawn?
Exciting, but I need my privacy too.
We all watched your sister on TV and she looked wacko.
Really?
Yeah, it was so weird the way she made up that story about meeting Christopher Wilde. She is so pathetic.
Jessica strides past them wearing the pink gown.
Oops. Do you think she heard that?
AJ? You're an idiot.
What?
Get out.
But
go.
Now Jessica stands outside the back door. Sarah approaches.
Jessica.
Go away.
No. I actually live here.
What?
Sarah's head tilts with a raised brow.
Go with me to the dance.
I thought it was pathetic and embarrassing.
Only if you actually dance. So don't. Come on. Come on. Let's make you pretty enough to be my sister.
Taking Sarah's offered hand, Jessica steps inside. At the high school dance, teens fill a large decorated hall. A band plays on the stage with glittery streamers behind them. Jessica and Sarah walk down the hallway, both wearing sleeveless, short dresses. Sarah's sparkly red belt clinches her waist. A bow at the bust adorns the mottled print on Jessica's dress.
You look good. Don't slouch.
The sisters smile at each other.
You know, Sarah, in a weird way, you're a good sister.
Oh. Pretend you don't know me.
Sarah enters the dance without Jessica, who stands and shrugs. Assuming a sober expression, she steps through a curtain of sparkly streamers. Jessica gazes around at the crowded dance floor. AJ, standing by a punch bowl, catches her eyes, then snidely looks back at her friends.
Lame.
The room darkens and spotlights illuminate the stage. Christopher steps out to the mic.
Jessica Olsen.
All eyes turn toward Jessica. The crowd of students parts, forming a cleared path for Jessica, who makes her way toward the stage.
There's some things I forgot to say to you back in California.
Clad in a suit, he grips the microphone on its stand. Sarah and AJ gape with fixed stares.
Can't blame you for thinking that you never really knew me at all.
Jessica stares at him as he performs.
I tried to deny you, but nothing ever made me feel so wrong. I thought I was protecting you from everything that I go through, but I know that we got lost along the way. Here I am with all my heart. I hope you understand. I hope you understand. I know I let you down, but I'm never gonna make that mistake again. You brought me closer to who I really am. So come take my world to see what you mean to me.
He now stands inches from her and holds her hand.
What you mean to me?
What did you think? You could just come here and sing to me and everything would be fine?
Yes. No? No. No.
Well, which is it?
I just came to tell you I was wrong about everything. Especially about you.
Libby Lamb rushes in.
Don't you think you're a little late? Everyone here thinks I was lying.
But I'm the one who lied.
Libby holds a mic in Christopher's face as her cameraman records. He takes the mic and looks into the camera.
I lied about knowing Jessica Olsen. Because the truth is, I know Jessica Olsen. Jessica Olsen's a terrible navigator and a know-it-all, but she's honest. She makes a promise, she keeps it. She understands me like no one else does. I'm crazy about her. Jessica, I'm so sorry. I know that I hurt you, and I will never do anything like that again. Just please, forgive me.
As Jessica stares at him with fixed, wide eyes, a smile slowly grows across her face, and she nods. He beams. Libby keeps her mic on him.
Go away.
Oh.
Now.
Okay. Get out of here. Move it.
Teens resume dancing. As Christopher and Jessica inch closer for a kiss, Sarah steps over. Jessica turns to her sister.
Christopher, this is my sister, Sarah. Sarah, this is Christopher Wilde.
Oh, Sarah. Do you want to dance with me?
Stubby catches her from falling.
I think I got this from Chrissy.
AJ gives an awkward wave.
You didn't have to come all the way to Michigan for this.
Yeah, I did. Isn't that cool to ask a girl out on the phone? So, will you go out with me? On a real date.
Do I have to wear a disguise?
No.
Do you?
No.
Then, yeah, I'd really like that.
His face lights up with a big smile.
No, I almost forgot. For you?
You remembered? How do I look?
She dons the dark shades.
Like a superstar.
Under a spotlight, he puts on a pair of matching sunglasses, then takes her hands as Stubby performs on stage. AJ bops to the beat. Sarah attempts to loosen up and dance.
Now, baby girl, don't slow down. Coach, me and you gonna have a showdown. Little mama get low down, and I'ma rock it out like this. We moving and grooving, smooth, can't lose with a flow that is so swift. So maybe when you wake up and your face still got that grin, you can smile all day in a fly girl way and say, yeah, I'm that chick. And maybe we can get the DJ to play this track all night. And when I ask how you feel out there, everybody say, all right.
Description funded by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz. A logo, Disney Channel Original.